All of the readings today remind us of two things that we often struggle the most in our human life as well as our life of faith: listening and responding. We have a big problem with listening, especially to truly listen, not just to hear in order to get an answer back or to state our opinion. Oftentimes, nowadays, we only read or hear what people say, and whenever they say something, we immediately begin to formulate our thoughts in order to state our side, our opinion, our way of life right away, instead of truly listening. In order to truly listen, we need to be humble and open our hearts to recognize the presence of God there, especially in the other person, as well as to open our heart to receive what He has in mind for us. My brothers and sisters, listening is hard, but we have heard in the first reading today, Samuel was called by God. In the first few times, he did not recognize that God was speaking to him. He thought it was Eli who called him. But yet, my brothers and sisters, we too, often in our own lives, we often mistaken the voice of God with other voices, and we allowed them to speak to us before we listened to the voice of God. Or we haven't really taken the time to truly reflect as to receive and to respond. So I think it's very important that we, as Christians, as disciples, learn over and over and over again what it means to listen. And just like what the prophet Samuel say, when he finally recognized through his master's wisdom that it was God who speak, what did he say? Speak, O Lord, for your servant is listening. In our very own prayer life too, my brothers and sisters, when we come to prayer, make sure that we don't tell God, listen, O God, for your servant is speaking. This is what I want. This is what I would like. And then we go on and on and on and on and on. And then we said, I'm done. And then ultimately, we get frustrated if we don't get our prayer answer. But at the end of the day, we remain in our own self, our own little kingdom, our own little God. But yet, God had never really been God for us, because we have never listened over and over and over again, my brothers and sisters. Just like what spiritual masters have said, learn to waste time with God. Come to Him, perhaps a time not having to say anything, not coming to Him for petitionary prayers with a list of wants or needs, but to simply be present with Him and to simply receive and to simply listen. My brothers and sisters, without listening to God, we really have nothing to give to one another. We really have nothing substantial to offer one another and to this world. Because at the end of the day, we will simply be speaking about our own self, worrying about our own good, even if we manipulate and use the scriptures for what we want. Even if we sound righteous and good on the outside, but there's no substance, there's no depth, because we cannot give life, because we had never really taken the effort to receive life from Him. Second, listening should lead us toward following. Following is hard. Oftentimes, as postmodern people, people that seem to only focus on science, what can be seen, what can be calculated, what are quantifiable, according to human understanding, comprehension, and all the lights. But just like whenever we try to get to know someone, we can read all about them on the internet, on their social media profile, and we can get some information or the facts that they choose to reveal themselves, but we never know the person. In order for us to truly know someone, we need to really follow and be genuinely entered into a dialogue. A dialogue that opens up the heart, the dialogue that is based on respect, a dialogue that recognizes that God is in our midst. Just like our life of faith, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes we expect that all things have to make sense and all things have to satisfy that before we believe in this so-called God. If that's the case, then God is only an ideology or something that I can prove with my feeble mind. Remember, we're finite, we're limited, we're humans. We can never comprehend and understand God because God is infinite. Remember that, my brothers and sisters. So that's why we can only leave everything behind to follow Him. And in the process of following Him, we grow each day in order to respond to His invitation, His call. Following Him each day. And that's why the life of faith, spiritual masters reminded us that our lives of faith never become stagnant, and our understanding and our love for God never stay the same. It grow, it adapt, and it's continue to be life-giving each and every day. That's what this means. Because at the end of the day, the Lord Jesus Christ is not just a set of ideology or the things that make sense in the mind, but someone that we fall in love with. And that love changes. That love gives life. That love transforms. That love is real because Jesus is real. That's why St. Paul have said that if Christ did not rise up again, then your faith and my faith would be futile. And today we hear in the second reading, St. Paul remind us that each and every one of us are temples of the Holy Spirit. And are we truly letting the Holy Spirit transform us and make us more Christ-like each day? Or are we setting out to make a name for ourselves and build our own kingdom, build our own name, and worrying only about us? My brothers and sisters, it's truly important that we recognize that God wants to dwell in us, and we are His temple. And by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we are transformed, we are changed, we are made new each and every day. Therefore, I hope that each and every one of us, as we grow more and more this year, may we learn how to listen better. Learn how to waste time with God. Learn how to truly love Him. And learn how to truly give ourselves in following Him, in growing each day, and falling in love with Him each day. God never ceases to wow me, and I never cease to be in wonder and awe of the things He has done in my life beyond what I can comprehend or expect it. And that's why I hope that you and I too, especially you, can find the same thing in your own life. Remember that you and I don't always need to get what we want in order for our lives to be grace-filled, to be full of His love. He has promised that to us, and He continues to give that to us. All we have to do is listen. All we have to do is follow. All we have to do is respond. And all we have to do is to let go of our everything in order to give our lives to Him.